The Wilkes Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of $900 in property from an outbuilding. The property owner lives on Wolf Lane. The victim went to get their weed eater and found that the hinges had been taken off the outbuilding door. Once inside, the thief or thieves took a DeWalt drill combo set, a skill chainsaw, a pull-on chainsaw, and two trimmers. Again, stolen property is valued at $900. There is a suspect in this theft. Charges against the possible thief are pending. April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. Some local agencies in Wilkes are doing things to bring awareness to the increasing problem of child abuse and neglect here in our county. With Our House, Ebenezer, Guardian Ad Litem, and Berriam Springs, there are many ways to donate, volunteer, and help. April Nichols of Berriam Springs explains.
I really wish the community would just become more aware of these agencies and the things that they can do to help out, whether it's volunteering, praying for them, anything that these agencies need. There's a lot of different child welfare agencies in Wilkes County. And, you know, I think if people could just get familiar with those agencies and realize that this is a problem that happens right here in your own backyard, and, you know, we can't put our head in the sand and pretend like it doesn't happen, then I think we would see a lot less of this type of problem happening.
And the horrors of child abuse are here in Wilkes. This is not just a big city problem.
You know, you just, when these kids come to you and tell you these stories, to share those stories with people, to let them know that these are the types of things that happen. This not, you know, this, we have children who are unfortunately, and this is one of those things that makes me nauseous, but their parents prostitute them out for drug money. And that's here. That's very common. And I just don't think people understand that. So to hear those stories and to realize that this is real, and it's probably happening to someone that you've met or someone that your children go to school with, it's, you know, I think just waking up and realizing that this is a very real problem here. Per capita, it happens just as much here, you know, unfortunately, sometimes more as anywhere else. I mean, it knows no socioeconomic boundaries. It knows no race.
For more information on how to prevent child abuse or help with a local agency, you may call April Nichols at Berriam Springs, 667-3333. Preparations are underway at MerleFest 2014, presented by Lowe's, which officially begins Thursday the 24th and runs through Sunday the 27th on the campus of Wilkes Community College. Fans of MerleFest know to expect the unexpected with special surprises, spontaneous jam sessions, and one-of-a-kind musical collaborations from the 130 acts performing on 13 stages during the four-day festival. As in previous years, the list of performers fits the traditional plus definition originally offered by the late Doc Watson. Thursday is also a day of community outreach with several MerleFest artists visiting and performing at local schools. The culmination of the Chris Alston Songwriting Contest takes place on Friday. The complete lineup and stage schedules are posted at MerleFest.org and available on the MerleFest mobile app. Advantage West, the regional economic development organization serving Western North Carolina, announces the launch of a new website, AdvantageWest.com. Featuring mobile-friendly design, the new site serves as a platform for showcasing the strategic advantages of doing business here in the western part of the state. One goal of the site selection section of AdvantageWest.com is to serve as the first stop for a company wishing to expand or relocate to the region. The website includes profile pages of the 23 counties, including Wilkes, in the Advantage West region, and an interactive map of the region with information on airports, railroads, colleges, universities, hospitals, and even state and national parks. There's also a list of the global brands located in the area and an extensive overview of the job announcements in the region from the past several years. The site addresses quality of life in the Western North Carolina area, a section on efforts to build the green economy in the region, and newsroom and event calendar sections. Again, the new website is AdvantageWest.com. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.